Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and David Blackman, my co-host, is currently on sort of a hiatus, taking some much needed time off, not just from the podcast, but from business and everything. And so he will be back with us soon. He's looking forward to getting back into the routine and us having our normal WP the Podcast duo back at it, delivering daily WordPress content. So I'm sure our users, you guys out there, are sick of hearing just my voice. I get it. I'm definitely looking forward to having David back with us soon. So today's episode, we're talking about how to track activity for all users on your WordPress website. And this is important for, well, first of all, let me say, it's probably not needed if you just have a brochure style website. You maybe occasionally post a blog post, that sort of thing. You don't have a lot of users. It's just your website isn't an online business. However, if your website is an online business and you have lots of users on your site, it's e-commerce, or maybe it's just a really big blog and you have a lot of users, you want to be able to kind of track and see what people are doing to kind of see how they're managing content, you know, how they're managing the site, different things that they're doing. And so there's a few different plugins. The one we're linking to seems to be the best from initial testing. It's called User Activity Log, and it'll track a lot of different things. So just a few off the top here, core updates. So updating WordPress, it'll do content. So post pages, custom post types, tags. So, you know, whether it's created, whether it's updated, whether it's deleted. So you can see who the heck deleted this WordPress post. Well, you'll have a activity log of that. Comments, you'll be able to see who created a comment, approved a comment, unapproved, trash, untrashed, spammed, unspammed, deleted, media, uploaded, edited, deleted, to be able to see what user did what, plugins activated, deactivated. So you get the idea. It's very, very thorough. It's going to track pretty much everything that happens on your WordPress website. And so super handy to be able to kind of get an inside look at what the users are doing while signed in to your WordPress website. And so I don't want to say it's like a Big Brother type of scenario where you're spying on users. It's really just kind of logging stuff. It's probably not something that you would need to look at daily, but more something where the data is there. So if you need to go back and check to see what, you know, what happened, who did what, then you have that data available to you. Not so much where you're constantly, you know, looking at what everyone's doing on your site. It's a great way to waste a lot of time too. But yeah, so definitely a good thing. Yeah, so if you have experience with one of these plugins, let us know, because I know there's a couple of them out there. This one has the best reviews, and from initial testing, like I said, it looks pretty solid, so that's why we're recommending it. But we'd love to hear from you if you have experience with this one or another one and you want to share that experience. So you can leave a comment on wpgears.com for episode 579, how to track activity for all users on your WordPress website. And so that's it for this episode. But before we go, I want to say, if you have been enjoying this podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review wherever you listen. So if you're listening on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app, leave a review there, Google Play, Stitcher. We are now on Spotify as well. I'm not sure if Spotify has reviews for podcasts, but if they do, we'd love one there. So yeah, let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you like about the podcast, what you don't like, any recommendations. Of course, we would love 5-star reviews, but at the same time, we want you to be honest. So so that's that. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.